在的这个世代啊，是可以说是属灵和这个道德上最黑暗的时代。
Our brother mentioned last night that this time of ours actually is very dark in terms of spiritual life and also morality.
我们要在这样的世代能够做一个等候主的人。
In this kind of time to be a person who is waiting for the return of the Lord.
我们实在需要能够常常来到主的面前。
Indeed, we need to come before the Lord all the time.
这就是我们要分享的第一首诗歌，是进入幔内，出到营外。
This is the first hymn I want to share with us, for number 49, Enter the veil and go without the camp.
在这个手册的诗歌本是49首。
In our handbook is number 49.
好，我们就请姊妹为我们弹一个前奏。我们这里当然讲到这个进入幔内是我们来到主面前的生活。
Here speaks about entering the veil. It is referring to our life with the Lord.
或者是我们内在的生活。
Or our inner living, inner life.
那前面两节讲到我们被主吸引，我们才能够放弃我们在地上所喜爱的。
First two verses talk about only by the attraction of the Lord's presence, we can depart from the occupancy of the happiness of the world.
后面三到六节讲到我们看到我们主的荣美，我们才真正能够跟随他的脚踪。
And verses 3-6 speaks about only by seeing the beauty of the Lord, we can then follow his footsteps.
好，我们请姊妹为我们弹一个前奏，我们一起来唱。
May the pianist play an intro, we'll sing together.
Enter the veil, go without the camp. Let's have
下面一起唱更加甘甜，这是大本诗歌577或者这个诗歌本41首。
And number 41 in this handbook, Still Sweeter Every Day.
这首诗歌是这个副歌讲到一半也猜想不到。
In the chorus, it mentions that the half cannot be fancied this side of the golden shore.
对，这句话是这个示巴女王，她当她听到了所罗门的智慧，所罗门的荣耀。
This actually from a quote of Queen Sheba when she heard of the glory of King Solomon.
她说她先前还不相信。
She said she didn't believe when she first heard it.
只等到她亲眼看见。
Until she saw with her own eyes.
她才知道这都是真的。
She realized all of this are true.
而且他们所说的甚至一半还不到。
But what people are saying cannot be even half of the truth.
所以我们求主来开我们的眼睛。
So we ask the Lord to open our eyes.
我们来瞻仰他的荣美。
So we can behold his beauty.
我们也能够说。
So we also can say,
我们真是一半也没有猜想到。
That even half cannot be fancied this side.
好，我们请施行我们弹一个前。那这个诗歌的节奏比较快。
this song, the rhythm is a little bit faster.
如果你是看不清这个 slide, 看这个手册的话呢
？If you cannot see from afar the slides here, if you look at your handbook,
手册的这个第二节这里要加两个字。
Well, there are two words missing in the second stanza.
对，要不然你节奏跟不上。
Otherwise, you're singing the wrong rhythm.
第二节这个，它比明亮晨星啊，它比晨星更明亮，比百合花更鲜艳。加一个花那里。
So the Chinese word, there is a word missing in the second line.
好，还有第三行是这个，我渴慕的灵是我渴慕的心灵。
And also a word missing in line three.
对。我真的希望这个，如果昨天Lawrence 弟兄如果能带我们唱一唱的话，他一定会唱的节奏非常好啊。
And if Brother Lawrence is here leading the singing, the rhythm won't be wrong.
好，我们跟着诗琴姐妹的这个节奏，我们一起来唱。
Let's sing together with the pianist accompanyment.
Let's
continue in prayer.
主，我们心中真是渴慕你。
Lord, our heart truly is longing.
求你把大卫那个心愿也多多充满在我们里面。
May you fill us with the heart desire like David.
让我们能够住在你的幔内。在你殿中来瞻仰你的荣美
，so that we can dwell within the veil and to behold your beauty.
圣灵把幔子为我们打开
，the Holy Spirit remove, open the veil for us.
让我们真正能够进到内室，来面见我主耶稣的荣美
，so we can truly enter into the Holy of Holies to see face to face the beauty of the Lord.
真像那个示范女王。见到所罗门之后，就觉得哦，那个荣华。
Just like Queen Sheba, after she saw King Solomon and admired the beauty and glory of his.
我从前虽然听说过，但今天看到了，那真是觉得一般，也没想到的。
Even though I have heard of it, but today after I see it and half of it, I cannot fancy.
主啊，你知道你的儿女们在地上，我们就是这样。
Lord, you know your children on earth today. We are just like that.
我们听说过很多。
We have heard much.
我们想的也很多。
We have thought much.
但直到今日，我们还是不够那样认识你的荣耀，你的美丽，你的丰富。
But even today, we cannot know and truly understand your beauty and your abundance.
主带我们进入幔内。
Lord, bring us into within the veil.
看见你宝座上的荣耀。
To behold the glory on the throne.
面见我们尊贵荣耀的大君王。
To see our King face to face.
让我们真实像诗歌所唱，我们因为看见了宝座的荣耀，甘愿来跟随你施加的道路。
Just like the hymn says, after we behold the glory and beauty of the Lord, we are willing to follow your footsteps.
主，你的显现能够增加我们力量。
And your appearance will strengthen us.
让我们本来是瘫痪软弱的人能够快步向前奔跑。
Those of us who are weak and powerless can run up, can rise up and run after you.
主，我们把今天早晨的聚会献在你的手中。
We commit this meeting this morning to your hand.
主，你把我们人的一切都遮蔽起来。
You cover everything from man.
让我们不见一人，只见耶稣。
So we see no one but Christ Jesus.
我们只盼望能够见到你的面。
We only desire to see your face.
盼望听见你的声音。
And hear your voice.
你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
我们还请弟兄姊妹来先读诗篇二十七篇。
Let's first turn to Psalm 27. Psalm 27, verse 4.
有一件事，我诚求耶和华，我仍要寻求。就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in His temple.
我们再读出埃及记第二十六章。
Next, turn to Exodus chapter 26.
第一节
，verse 1，
这是耶和华神吩咐摩西要做的事情。
This is what the Lord God commanded Moses to do.
你要用十幅幔子做帐幕，这些幔子要用粘的细麻和蓝色、紫色、朱红色线制造。并用巧匠的手工绣上基鲁伯。
Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen and blue and purple and scarlet material. You shall make them with cherubim, the work of a skillful workman.
我们再读新约的希伯来书第九章。
In the New Testament book Hebrews, chapter 9,
第九章第一节，第二节。
Chapter 9, verses 1 and 2.
原来前月与礼拜的条例和十四诫的圣幕，因为有预备的帐幕，头一帧叫做圣所，里面有灯台、桌子和陈设饼。
Now, even the first covenant had regulations of divine worship and the earthly sanctuary, for there was a tabernacle prepared, the outer one in which were the lampstand and the table and the sacred bread. This is called the holy place.
我想我们先读这一件圣经。
So much for the scripture reading.
我这次的负担是在主面前领受，愿意照着大卫的心愿来和弟兄姊妹一同进到幔内，进到神的殿中，来瞻仰他的荣美。
The burden I received from the Lord for this conference is just like David, willing to enter into his dwell in his house and behold his beauty.
大卫心中这个愿望呢，那正是太美的一件美事。
And this heart desire of David is truly beautiful.
我想每一个弟兄姊妹啊，都到大卫所讲的这句话的时候，我们心里都会是感动。
I believe
哇，我也要这样来赞扬你的荣美。
I believe every brother and sisters, when we read this word of David, our hearts are touched. Lord, I want to become like this.
那我们昨天也讲过呢，可拉赫裔的他们的心愿，他们的经历。
Yesterday, we also mentioned the sons of Korah and their heart's desire.
你看那个可拉赫裔啊，他说的多好啊！耶和华我们的主啊，你的居所何等的美啊！
And this is how lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord of hosts.
在你的院宇住一日啊，胜似在彼处住上千日。
For a day in your courts is better than a thousand outside.
我这特别想起圣经里面有一个住在耶和华殿中的人。
I'm reminded of one person who dwells in the temple of the Lord.
那就是撒母耳。
He's Samuel.
这个撒母耳啊，真是很奇妙。
Samuel's life is is truly wonderful.
好不容易这哈拿和伊利加拿呀，生了一个儿子了。
And Hannah and Elkanah had a son, very difficult.
是耶和华神听他们的祷告，给他们一个儿子。
That's after the Lord answered Hannah's prayer and gave them a son.
要一个儿子做什么？
And when they have a son, what do we want him to do?
我们一般人呢，有个儿子可以荣宗耀祖。
If we have a son, we want our son to glorify our forefathers.
我一生的心愿呢，想得诺贝尔奖金。
Maybe my heart desire is to win the Nobel Prize.
可惜呢，我太笨了，我没拿到诺贝尔奖金。
Unfortunately, I'm too foolish. I cannot win that prize.
盼望我这个儿子呢，能够这个成全我的心愿，他能够得到诺贝尔奖金。
We hope our son can fulfill my heart's desire. He can win this Nobel Prize.
你想我们做父母的是不是啊？盼望我们儿子女儿啊，个个成龙成凤。
As parents, each one of us desire our son or daughter to every one of them to will be very excellent.
这哈拿那个心愿啊，耶和华神啊，你赐给我一个儿子，让他可以进到殿中来侍奉你。
Yet Hannah's heart desire is that her prayer is that Lord, if you give me a son, I will give him to you, and so he may dwell in your temple.
所以等到撒母耳断了奶了之后啊，哎，哈拿这个妈妈呀，也是很任性啊，把儿子送到耶和华的殿中去了。
So after Samuel weaned.And Hannah sent him to the temple.
你知道那个时候耶和华的殿中的光景好不好啊？
Do you know the condition of the Lord's house in that time?
圣经里面怎么描写的？
How did the Bible describe?
耶和华的殿中啊，那个灯光暗淡。
The light in the temple is dimming.
那个老伊利呢，那个祭司呢，已经年纪太大了，眼目昏花。
And Eli, the old priest, his eyes are also dimmed.
这个还算不得什么。
That's even smaller thing.
尤其这个老伊利两个儿子啊，那真是要命啊。
And his two sons are even worse.
做尽坏事。
Have done all kinds of evil.
所以这样一种黑暗的光景。
In such a darkness time.
你肯不肯把你的儿子或者女儿啊，送到那样一个殿里去？
Are you willing to send your son or daughter to a temple like that?
我们今天呢，做父母的人呢，都盼望把儿女带到哪一个主日学最好的那个教会里面去。
Today, as parents, we want to send our children to the best Sunday school, the church that has the best Sunday school.
我要去加入哪一个教会，参加哪一个教会呢？我先打听打听，他那里有没有好的主日学。
Before I join any church, I want first to find out whether they have good Sunday school programs.
假设那个地方的主日学的设备不够好，那我就不要到那个教会去了。
If the facility doesn't look ideal, I won't go to that church.
但是呢，哈拿 竟然肯把他的儿子，非常宝贝的儿子，送到那样一个殿中去。
Yet Hannah is willing to send his precious son to a place like that.
那我这个做父母的心里也很担忧了。
So I'm worried for the parents, as a parent.
哎呀，他会不会学坏呢？
Could he learn some bad habits?
他能不能得到供应呢？
Can he be fully supplied?
很奇妙的
了。这撒母耳
啊，侍立在耶和华跟前。
Samuel lived before the Lord.
在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
Grow up gradually, slowly before the Lord.
这撒母耳真像诗篇八十四篇里面所讲的，哎呀，在耶和华的院中一坐了之后啊。整个这个人呢，就在树林上就长得非常的美好。
Just like Psalm 84 describes, after he dwells in the temple of the Lord, his spiritual life grows up beautifully.
圣经里面说，撒母耳那个孩童撒母耳侍立在耶和华跟前。
And the Bible describes that the child Samuel ministered to the Lord.
他在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
And grew up gradually in front of the Lord.
这句话非常宝贵，非常重要。
This saying is so precious and so important.
你来到教会当中，是侍立在神面前，在主耶稣面前，还是来看弟兄姊妹的光景的？
When you come to the house of God, are you standing before the Lord or just come to inspect the conditions of God's children?
假如我们看外面的光景，看弟兄姊妹的光景啊，很可能你会跌倒。
If you only see the outward conditions of the children of God, then you can be easily stumbled.
你会灰心，会退后。
You will be discouraged and you will be backslidden.
如果你像撒母耳一样，侍立在耶和华跟前。
However, if you are like Samuel standing before God,
结果呢，神就向他显现。
And then the Lord will appear to him.
神就对他说话，呼召他。
And God will speak to him and call him.
所以撒母耳在耶和华面前长大，到二十岁，过了二十年，是二十岁了，以色列全家都复兴起来了。
So after Samuel began to serve the Lord for 20 years, the entire house of Israel is revived.
并且带进大卫王。
And then ushered in King David.
带进神的国度。
And the kingdom of God is ushered in.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
能够像撒母耳一样。
Can we be like Samuel?
来进到神面前，来看见神的荣美了之后啊，外面这一切都算不得什么。
Only if we can enter into the house of God and dwell there, and all our outside, outward things is nothing.
所以今天呢，我们再来进一步看看啊。昨天我们讲到祭坛的荣美。
So today we'll go further. Yesterday we mentioned about the beauty of the altar.
今天让圣灵把我们从外院带到圣所去。
So today the Holy Spirit will bring us from the outer court into the tabernacle.
来看圣所的荣美。
To enter into the holy place to behold the beauty of it.
所以当我们呢，从祭坛经过祭坛进到圣所去的时候啊，抬头一看啊，他眼睛一亮。
After we enter into the holy place, our eyes will be enlightened.
你知道看见什么？
What would you see?
看见了彩色的幔子。
You will see that colorful curtains.
哦，你看见了，它是用洁白的细麻，还有蓝色、紫色。朱红色线绣上基罗伯。
It is made with fine twisted linen and blue and purple and scarlet materials and made with cherubim and the work of a skillful workman.
我想可能的会议啊，这一进到这个圣所里面之后啊，看见那个幔子的荣美啊，那真是一惊一呆啊。
I believe the sons of Korah, after they entered into this holy place, and their eyes are open and they are in awe.
Oh, 太荣美了。
How glorious, how beautiful.
这么美，这么美啊。
This beautiful.
那心里就吸引了。
Their hearts are drawn.
那正住在幽殿中，多么的好，多么的好啊。
To dwell in the temple, in the house of the Lord is such a wonderful thing.
那么你知道，这个就叫做主耶稣的荣美。
This speaks about the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们进入主耶稣基督的荣美。
We enter into the beauty of the Lord Jesus.
大君王的荣美。
The beauty of a king.
这个白的细麻，还有蓝色、紫色、朱红色线，都讲到主耶稣基督的在地上生活所表现出的那个特色。
This fine linen and also the blue, purple, and scarlet materials speaks about the life of Christ.Living on earth.
这白色细麻代表主耶稣的公义圣洁这一方面。
The white linen speaks about this righteousness and his holiness.
主耶稣一生呢不像我们啊，我们呢，你假设来找我王立群的毛病呢，我的毛病一逗都不得了。
Jesus is not like us. If you come to find fault with me, and I have so many shortcomings.
不只是我啦，世上没有一个完全。
Not only me, but there is no one complete or perfect in the world.
主耶稣的一生啊，毫无斑点，毫无瑕疵，毫无皱纹等等。
Yet the life of Christ, his whole life is without any blemish.
所以到主耶稣到了一生终极的时候，被钉在十字架上，那个罗马的百夫长说，他真是一个义人啊。
So when the Lord was hung on the cross, and this centurion says,He's truly a righteous man.
那么蓝色呢，代表主耶稣的属天。
The blue color represents our Lord is heavenly.
我们这些人呢，都属地。
We are but earthly.
啊，我们天天所思想、所想到的就是金钱啊、地位啊、啊，或者是什么什么什么啊，地上啊，哪一家的房子好啊，哪一个地方工作最好啊。我们都想地上这些事情。
Every day, what we are thinking about earthly things and our position, our wealth, and this house is bigger and then that one.
主耶稣基督呢？他属天的那种美丽。
Lord Jesus, the beauty of Him of heavenly supremacy.
所以约翰福音上是告诉我们呢，主耶稣从天降下，人就在天。
The book of John tells us he's the Son of God who descended from heaven and still in heaven.
他虽然从天上降下到地上来，做我们一样在地上的人。
Even though he descended from heaven to become a man like us,
但他的生活是属天的。
Yet his life is entirely heavenly.
当他用五边二鱼把五千人围饱之后啊，许多犹太人来拥护他做王了。
After he has fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, many people crowded him and want him to be king.
像我们这些人呢，假设千万人都来拥护你的话，我要去敬献什么议员啊，什么州长啊，啊，或者是总统啊，等等等等。
Today, if there are thousands of people come to support you, you might want to run for a senator or governor or even the president.
我有那么多的群众来拥护我，
we have so
many, 那为什么我不去竞选呢？
We have so many people following me, supporting me. Why should I run?
但主耶稣呢？当这些人拥护他做王的时候，他就退到山上去，与天上的父亲交通去了。
Yet our Lord Jesus, when so many people came to make him king, he actually retreated.To the mountain to pray to God.
属地的东西啊，都摸不着他。
Earthly things cannot touch him.
那么紫色呢，代表主耶稣的尊贵。
So the purple is referring to the honor.
他有君尊的气概。
He has this kingly honor.
不说别的吧，就是当他被扎到罗马巡抚毕拉多跟前，在受审问的时候
，When he was betrayed and arrested and being judged in front of Pilate.
那个许多犹太人去控告耶稣。
The Jews were accusing him.
这个毕拉多说：“哎，耶稣，你为什么不回答？那么多人控告你啊。”
And Pilate was wondering, Jesus, why did you answer one word? Because all of them are accusing you.
你知不知道我有权柄释放你？我也有权柄把你定罪。
Do you know that I have the power to release you or condemn you?
假如是我的话，那你赶快替我伸冤啊！
If it were me,
我是冤枉的。
If it were me, I would ask you to vindicate me because I'm wrong.
那主耶稣啊，被人家控告他这些，他一句都不回答。
Yet to those accusers of the Lord was silent.
彼得就说：“那么你是犹太人的王吗？”
And Pilate says, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
主耶稣说：“你说的是。”
Jesus answered, "You said,
我为此而生。
You, what you said is true. I was born for this."
并且呢，我的国不是这个地上之国。
But my kingdom does not belong to this world.
所以呢，这个耶稣。好像是个界限的囚犯，但是呢，在比拉多跟前呢，他比比拉多更加尊贵。
So this Jesus, as if he was just a prisoner, yet in front of Pilate, he was even more honorable.
在他身上显出君王的气概来。
So manifest his kingly honor.
那朱红色线呢？那更加被大家都清楚了，那代表主耶稣基督在十字架上流血舍命的大爱。
The scarlet material represents our Lord Jesus' great love on the cross, shedding his blood.
那么绣上那个基路伯
make them with cherubim,
那就代表神的荣耀。
It represents the glory of God.
所以呢，从主耶稣这种属天的那个珍贵的、那公义圣洁的种种的美丽。
So all this beauty of Christ, his righteousness, his holiness, and his honor, his heavenliness,And his redemption,
就从他身上呢显出神的荣耀啦。
Appear in his body the glory of God.
所以他的荣耀就是父独生子的荣耀。
His glory is the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father.
哦，我们说主啊，你开启我们眼睛。
So we ask the Lord, please open our eyes.
让我们能够看见主的荣美。
So we can see.
难怪那一天呐、啊。主耶稣经过那个税关上，看见那个马太在税关上。
No wonder that day when the Lord passed through the tax box and saw Matthew sitting there.
主耶稣一招呼，来跟从我。
The Lord Jesus called him, "Come and follow me."
我假是叫你们啊，你来跟从我，你肯来吗
？If I call you, come follow me. Will you come?
有时我们听见讲台上啊传福音的时候，哎，谁要信主啊？哎，是。愿信主能站起来啊！你们过来。
Sometimes preacher on the podium says, "Any one of you is willing to believe in the Lord, come forward."
我们弟兄啊，讲福音讲的真是很饱，很强的。
And this preaching of the gospel actually is very strong, very good.
但有几个人肯那么快就马上就过来
？How many people actually would be willing to come forward?
不行，我家里还有几头牛，要去试一试。
No, I can't because I have a pair of oxen in my house. I need to test them.
我刚刚买了一堆牛，刚刚买了房子，我要去看一看。
I just purchased a new house. I need to go inspect it.
我刚刚娶了妻子，我现在还不能够来聚会。
I just got married. I cannot come to meetings.
我们就退散组织了。
Then we refuse. We turn down the invitation.
马太呀，来跟着我。
But Matthew, when he heard the Lord says, "Come and follow me,"
你知道吗？他居然呢、啊，肯把那个非常优厚待遇的税官上的那样的一个职位啊，他就丢掉。
He was willing to lay down the position, this well-paid position as a tax collector.
他立刻从税官下来，乖乖地跟随耶稣走。
He abandoned his box and followed the Lord Jesus.
为什么
？Why?
因为在主耶稣身上。那个荣美的光景显出来了。
That's because in the Lord Jesus, His glory has been manifested.
这样荣耀，这样美丽哦，那么宝贵的一位耶稣，我不跟随他，还跟随谁啊
？Such a glorious and beautiful Lord Jesus Christ, whom else shall I follow? But
不仅是马太，并且呢，这个历史历代以来那么多的。被主吸引的人 都舍身忘死地跟随他。
Not just Matthew, but so many other Jews, they deny their own lives, lay down their own lives to follow and serve the Lord.
你看希伯来书十一章，那讲到那许多的见证人。
Chapter 11 of Hebrews speak about all those witnesses
像云彩一样围绕着我们的见证人
surrounding us like a cloud
个个都是舍身忘死
each and every one of them lay down their lives deny their lives to follow the Lord
弟兄姊妹巴不得主正是把我们带去幔内但是呢你要抬头看才行
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord bring all of us into within the veil, but we need to look up.
你若不是举目向上看
if you do not look up,
你在外面看来看去啊
if you only look around,
这幔子外面是海，里面是荣美的，外面是海沟皮
and this curtain inside is beautiful, but outside is very, it's like a purple skin.
你说表面看的话呀，拿撒勒耶稣。他也拿撒勒耶稣有什么好的
？So out from looking from outside this Jesus of Nazareth, what can good things come from Nazareth?
我就从来没看见过拿撒勒出过什么好东西。
I've never seen something good coming out of Nazareth.
所以说拿撒勒人呢，哎呀，算了算了，我才不要见他。
Oh, a Nazarene? Now I don't care.
所以主耶稣基督外表看起来像海沟皮一样。
So outwardly, our Lord Jesus can.It looked like that purpose
king.
Has no kingly beauty for us to desire.
一个木匠的儿子们算的什么
A son of a carpenter.
What is it? 到幔内抬头一看
Yet after you enter into the veil and when you look up,
主耶稣会吸引住你的心
The Lord Jesus will attract your heart.
让你来快跑跟随他
So you will run after him.
那么在这个彩色的幔子覆庇之下
Under the cover of this colorful curtain
这圣所里面啊还有非常宝贝的一些器皿
And in this holy place there are many very precious furniture
有陈设饼的桌子
You have this table of showbread
也有金灯台
You have this golden lampstand
还有金香台
And also golden altar of incense
我们现在是陈设饼。
Let's first look at this table of showbread.
这个
showbread，
这个陈设饼的桌子上呢，就摆着十二块饼，十二块陈设饼。
On this table displayed 12 showbread.
啊，所以这陈设饼桌子上面摆着的陈设饼呢，就代表主耶稣的无穷丰富的供应。
The showbread represents the exhaustless, abundant supply of the Lord's life.
你们。大家都说的四福音啊，四福音里面呢，每一卷都讲到主耶稣基督擘饼、分饼与给五千人吃饱的事情。
You know, we have four gospel books, and in each and every one of them talked about the Lord break the bread and give the cup.
你看奇妙不奇妙啊？主能够拿五个饼、两条鱼，分给五千人吃饱，还剩下十二篮的零食。
What a wonderful thing. The Lord can feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and there are 12 basketful of leftovers.
那主耶稣就无穷丰富的供应嘛。
This infinite supply of the Lord Jesus Christ.
不管了多少人，主都能够一供应出去。
Doesn't matter how many people are here, they all can be satisfied.
那么这个陈设饼的桌子呢，它是，那个桌子上的陈设饼呢，它一面是供应现陈列在神面前给神享受的。
So on the one hand, the showbread is displayed in front of God to satisfy the Father.
另外一方面呢，就是啊，等到每个七日要换一换的，换下来的陈设饼呢，就是给服侍主的人吃的，给祭司来吃。
Every 7 days, this showbread needs to be replaced, and those are replaced will be eaten by the priests.
所以感谢赞美主啊！进到殿中，来到陈设饼的桌子跟前了，那告诉我们，你只要好好的服侍主，主一定给你丰丰富的供应。
So this table of showbread represents that if you enter into the temple, if you truly serving the Lord, the Lord will provide.
我们这些人有个毛病。
We have a problem.
我们这亚当的子孙呢，就是。常常信我们服侍太辛苦了。
And this, our offspring of Adam, we always think that it is too hard to serve.
你们知道我多辛苦吗?
Do you know how hard working I am?
哎呀, 我要服侍很多很多的人。
I need to serve so many people.
哦, 尤其是特别聚会的时候, 那么多的事情要做。
Especially during conference, I have so many things to do.
每个主日要讲道。
Every Sunday, I need to preach.
每个礼拜有几天要查圣经。
And I need to study the Bible a few days during the week. And also attend the prayer meeting.
还要去传福音。
And also need to preach the gospel.
我累死了。
I'm so tired.
所以现在哦, 我也向中立兄提醒一下, 我先休息一个月吧。
So I need to ask days off from Brother John. I need to take a break for a month.
我太累了, 太累了。
I'm so tired, exhausted.
所以呢, 我本来想好好服侍主, 但是这个担子啊, 就是太重了, 要等我透不过气了。
Even though I want to serve the Lord well, but these burdens are too heavy, I cannot breathe.
所以暂时告假一段时间。
So I just want to take some time off.
你要知道啊, 真正服侍主, 是让主的生命从我们身上经过, 从我们身上流露出去。
You know, serving the Lord means that we allow the life of the Lord to flow through us.
所以有位年长弟兄曾经说过一句话, 服侍就是生命。 服侍就是生命。
There is an elderly brother who said this, to serve is life, is life.
真正的服侍就是让主的生命经过你而传递出去。
True service means to allow the life of Christ to flow.
是当你服侍了之后啊, 你里面更加觉得主在里面给你力量给你满足。
So after you serve, you will feel that like your life is actually being supplied and strengthened.
所以只有进到圣所里面来摸着这个陈世斌的桌子的时候啊, 你知道服侍只是一点都不吃力。
So after you enter into the veil, into the holy place and see this showbread table, and you will realize that to serve is not really tiresome.
越服侍越叫我们那个战士上腾。
The more you serve, the more uplifted you are, you will become, you will soar up like eagles.
另外一方面呢,
On the other hand,
这个陈设饼啊, 12块,
the showbread, there are 12 loaves of them. It represents the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以呢, 这个陈设饼的桌子上面摆设这个陈设饼呢, 就代表大祭司, 把神的儿女陈列到神的面前去。
So these 12 loaves of showbread represents our high priest displays all the children of God in front of him.
这给我们看见了主耶稣基督做我们的大祭司不但用无穷生命的丰富来供应我们并且把我们完完整整的成
This shows Jesus Christ, our great and high priest. Not only he will supply all of our needs, but he will bring all of us in completeness before God.
这叫我们这软弱的呢，很多的鼓励，很多的安慰啊。
This actually comforts and encourages those of us who are weak.
我常常觉得我们这些人呢，都是很不像样。
I often feel we are like nothing.
做基督徒也做得不够好。We
are not good Christians.
做服侍主也服侍得不够好。We
are not good servants.
尤其是你看看，这个彼得这个人呢，喜欢出头露面。Especially
like Peter, he just like to be the leader.
这个多马呢，有疑心病很重。And
Thomas, he's always suspicious.
哎呀，这个腓力啊，这个拿单一啊，当然各有各的难问题的。
And Philip and Nathaniel, each and every one of them has their own problems.
还有那个分裂到的西门啊, 大概火气很大。
And also Simon the Zealot, he has a very strong temper.
所以这些人假设叫我来服侍的话, 我真是,就觉得我好像不大容易接受他们。
But to serve with them, I don't feel like easily to get along.
哎，主耶稣呢，把他们服侍得好好的。
Yet our Lord Jesus served them very well.
等到有一天呢，新耶路撒冷降临的时候啊。
Till one day when the New Jerusalem came down.
以色列十二个支派啊，都在新耶路撒冷呢，就陈列在神的跟前。
The 12 tribes of Israel, they are all in display before God the Father.
新耶路撒冷是有十二个门。
The New Jerusalem has 12 gates.
十二个门是十二颗珍珠。
And which are the 12 pearls.
这个珍珠呢，就是代表以色列十二个支派。
Those pearls represent the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要害怕，你很软弱。
So brothers and sisters, do not be afraid that you are weak.
你不要觉得我自己很不像样子。
Do not feel you are not good enough.
我们作为无穷生命有无穷丰富生命供应的主啊，正在这里每天服侍我们，照顾我们。
We have this Lord of life with abundant life every day take care of us and supply us.
你看那一天呢，主耶稣知道他离世贵妇的时候快要到了。
On that day, when the Lord knew the day of his departure is at hand,
他就离开座位，他拿一条手巾束腰，脱掉外衣。搭一盆水要来给这个十二个门都洗脚。
So he rose up and put aside his robe and with a basin of water, he started to wash the feet of his disciples.
因为主知道我们身上呢沾满地上的尘土。
Because the Lord knows we are full of dust of this world.
所以主耶稣呢他来洗这个门徒的脚。
So the Lord Jesus came to wash the feet of the disciples.
我身上，你身上，我们都可能有很多的尘土。
On my body, on your body, we are full of dust.
哎呀，像我这样的人，我还能够进新耶路撒冷吗？
A person like me, can I enter into the New Jerusalem?
保罗可以。
Maybe Paul can.
彼得可以。
Maybe Peter can.
约翰一定是可以。
Maybe John also.
像我这样的人啊。
A person like me.
哎呀。嗯，常常失败，常常跌倒。
Always fail and always stumble.
我不晓得我服侍主啊，能不能够服侍到底。
I even don't know I can serve the Lord to the end.
常常有的人像多马或者像什么人啊，哎，他半途退去了。
Maybe somebody like Thomas would stop serving halfway through.
那主根本看见了，他耶稣既然爱世界，说自己的人，就爱他们到底。
But the Lord Jesus shows us He loved those who belong to Him, He will love them to the end.
所以这位大祭司啊，用了生命的水来洗我们的脚啊，要把我们可以完完整整的那个陈设到神跟前，能够成为神的满足。
So this great high priest, He washed us with the water of His life. He will bring us to as a complete before God.
我们换一个人来说吧。
So from another angle,
另外一个代表人物
another representative,
你看保罗啊，怎样服侍弟兄姊妹？
How did Paul serve brothers and sisters?
啊，我们特别喜欢有一卷腓利门书。
We all like this book of Philemon.
我一读到腓利门书啊，就觉得很甜美。
When I read Philemon, I feel so sweet.
原来这个腓利门书呢，是保罗啊，替阿尼西姆向腓利门去求情的。
Actually, this book was Paul wrote to Onesimus to beg for his favor on behalf of.
大家都知道这个故事。
You all know the story.
阿尼西姆本来是哥罗西教会里面那个腓利门弟兄的家里的奴隶。
Onesimus was originally a slave to this brother in Philippian church. His name is Philemon.
他因为犯了什么过错？离开了，就逃，从腓利门家里逃出来了。
He made some mistake and then fled.
做奴隶当然是很苦的了。
You know, as a slave, it's very hard.
所以大概他也不想做下去了。
Maybe he doesn't want to go on as a slave.
找机会逃吧。
He want to flee.
一直逃到罗马。
And fled all the way to Rome.
哎，在罗马那个时候，保罗正好在罗马坐监。
At that time, Paul was in prison in Rome.
不知道有什么怎么样的机会啊。哎，保罗就碰见这个阿尼西姆。
By chance, Paul has run into Onesimus.
就传福音给他。
And shared the gospel with him.
啊，你信不信信主了
？And Onesimus was saved.
一信主之后呢，保罗传福音给他，啊，以后啊，哎，这个啊，你信不信服侍保罗
？Then Onesimus became a servant of Paul.
但是保罗啊，慢慢知道这个啊，你信不？原来是哥罗西教会那个弟兄，那个腓利门弟兄家的奴隶啊。
Paul discovered later that Onesimus was actually a slave to this brother Philemon in the church of Colossae.
你这样从主人家里逃走总是不应该的。
To escape from your master is not right.
现在你信了主了，并且在服侍我，现在你是一个得救的弟兄。
Now that you are saved, you are a brother in Christ.
但是你从腓利门家里逃出来这件事情要对付我。
But this matter that you escape from your master is something you have to deal with.
所以保罗为了成全阿尼西姆，让他能够过正常的生活，所以写封信，让他回到腓利门那里去，好好去，服侍他。
So in order to perfect Onesimus' life, Paul wrote a letter to Philemon. And also asked Onesimus to go back to his old master.
这腓利门书写的真宝贵啊。
So this epistle of Philemon is so precious.
保罗啊，对腓利门说，这阿尼西姆啊，是我生的儿子。
So Paul told Philemon that Onesimus was a son of mine.
他是一个亲爱的弟兄。
He is a dear brother.
他是我心上的人。
He is a man of my heart.
哎呀，我读到这里啊。保罗啊，能够把阿尼西姆说成是我亲爱的人，是心上的人。
So whenever I read this, Paul talk about Onesimus is his dear brother and a man of his heart.
他的心肠啊，我的心肠啊，肠子心肝宝贝了。
His boss, man of his.
有很多可爱的弟兄姊妹啊，我会把它当作性感宝贝。
Yeah, it's like it's heart's treasure. Many brothers and sisters, I would consider my treasure.
但是一个瞒着过凡的一个逃奴啊，那个人啊，你看看啊，有不良的记录。
However, this escaped slave, he may have some bad records.
这样一个没有学问，这样一个没有身份，这样一个啊品性都不端的人，你会把他当作你的心肝宝贝吗
？This kind of person who has some bad records and who is uneducated, would you consider him as your treasure?
主啊，求主你扩大我的度量。
Lord, may you enlarge our heart.
让我也能够把我亲爱我的弟兄姊妹们啊。个个当作心肝宝贝。
May we consider each and every of our fellow brothers and sisters as our treasure.
我心上的人。
The man, the person of our heart.
这保罗啊，就是这样宝贝阿尼西姆。
Paul treasures Onesimus like this.
这就呢，也成全了阿尼西姆。
So in a way, he has perfected.
让他又回到哥罗西之后。
So after he returned to Colossae.
后来这阿尼西姆呢，就跟着腓利门呢。在哥罗西教会好好的服侍。
So later on, Onesimus served the Lord well with Philemon.
可能他就成为哥罗西教会里面一个负责弟兄。
He may become a responsible brother of the church in Colossae.
这就定是主在我们身上的成全我们的一个例子。
This is how the Lord will fulfill our brothers in our midst.
主要把你把我都能够成全到一个完全完整的地步。
The Lord will perfect your life and mine to such an extent.
让我们有一天当主耶稣再来的时候
，That one day when the Lord returns,
新耶路撒冷从天而降的时候
，When the new Jerusalem descends from heaven,
我们都能够陈设在神面前
，And we are all being displayed in front of God.
都像珍珠一样，都像宝石一样
，All like the pearls, all like the precious stones.
能够成为神最大的满足。
Become the most satisfaction
to the Lord.
How marvelous, how precious are the works of the Lord Jesus in our life. Our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praises.
这个这 这是第一样的器皿啊，第二样的器皿。
And then the next furniture.
哎，金灯台。
The golden lampstand.
这金灯台啊，发出光来，是讲的生命的光。
When this golden lampstand, when the lamp gave out light, it is the light of life.
金灯台就是说神荣耀的光辉显在耶稣基督的面上。
The golden lampstand speaks about the glory of the Father, the light of the glory of God is manifested on the face of Jesus Christ.
这是哥林多后书第四章里面所讲的。
This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4 talks about.
他讲到世上的人啊，被撒旦蒙蔽了眼睛，看不见神儿子的荣耀的光辉。
People of this world, their eyes are blinded by Satan. They cannot see the glorious radiance of Christ.
而这神荣耀的光呢，就显在耶稣基督的面上。
Yet the light of the glory of the Father is manifested, is shown on the face of Jesus Christ.
这神荣耀的光啊，就是一些，就是光光，这个光照出来就真光啊，就是咱们看见耶稣的。
So the light, the true light, when it shines, it will enable us to see Jesus Christ.
圣经里面主耶稣也讲到，他就是生命的光，是世上世界的光。
And the Bible tells us the Lord Jesus, He is the life, light of life. He is the light to the world.
你比方约翰福音第八章、第九章都讲到主耶稣是生命的光。
Chapter 8 of the book of John and 9 speaks about the Lord as the light.
但是约翰福音第八章呢，这个生命的光啊，是叫我们这些人在光中被照亮，看见自己的败坏，看见自己是何等污秽败坏，一个软弱，一个罪人。
So the light in chapter 8 is the light that will enlighten ourselves to see ourselves and how wicked, how corrupt we are.
换句话说，神的光叫我们能够认识自己是什么样的人。
In other words, the light of God will enable us to realize, to know what a person we are.
但到了第九章呢，这个神生命的光在耶稣基督的面上显出来，是叫人认识耶稣是谁。
However, in chapter 9, this light shines so that we can know who Jesus Christ is.
所以瞎子的眼睛，那个生的是瞎子的眼睛呢，被开启了之后啊，就认识耶稣基督。
When this person born blind, when his eyes were opened, he would know Jesus Christ.
这启示录第一章就给我们看见了，那个金灯台在那里，就是那个照亮人子。
So in first chapter of Revelation, it shows us that this golden lampstands are there to shine to reveal Jesus Christ.
看见人子在金灯台中间行走。
So we can see that it is the Son of Man is walking among the golden lampstands.
我想今天照亮我们人自己这面呢，我今天就不讲。
Today I won't talk about how our person we are enlightened by this light.
我们要特别讲到啊，这金灯台的光一照亮之后，叫我们眼睛开起来，看见主耶稣基督那无比的荣美。
But I want to emphasize today that when this light from the golden lampstand shines, then we can truly see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我很喜欢我们弟兄昨天晚上、前天晚上在讲到那一个彼得的经历。
I really like what our brother shared with us last night and day before.The experience of Apostle Peter.
So Peter 到了临终之前来写这个彼得后书的时候，他特别提起主耶稣在变化山上所显出那个荣耀的光辉。
Before Peter depart from this world, he mentioned his experience on the mountain of transfiguration.
我想我们许多弟兄姊妹都是非常喜欢宝贝马太福音十七章在变化山上主耶稣变相的那一段圣经。
Many brothers and sisters truly love this chapter 17 of Matthew, that scene of the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus.
那个主耶稣基督啊，那一天啊，他就把门徒彼得、雅各、约翰暗暗的带上他们上了高山。
That day the Lord brought Peter, John and James secretly onto that high mountain.
我很喜欢啊 安安的上了高山。
I like this word mentioned that, just like as if hiddenly, secretly, stealthily brought them up to that mountain.
主耶稣常常做工在我们身上，让我们在暗中过的生活。
The Lord Jesus often does His work in our life in a hidden place.
就是不为别人所知道，是只和你，只是你和主，主和你之间那个彼此的关系。
It's like only between you and the Lord. It's that personal and private.
你和主之间呢，有这个紧密的交通。
You have that communion with the Lord yourself.
突然有一天呢，一下子变了形象。
And one day, the Lord, as if He transfigured.
一个原来啊，这门徒跟随耶稣的时候，耶稣是怎么样的？
Ordinarily, when the disciples were following the Lord, how did the Lord look like?
一个木匠的儿子。
He was but a son of a carpenter.
面貌憔悴。
He was very weary looking.
形容枯槁。
He seems very aged and dry.
看见的人不羡慕他。
Nobody look at him would admire him.
拿撒勒耶稣。
Nazareth.
拿撒勒还有什么好东西？
Jesus of Nazareth, what can good thing come from Nazareth?
没人会喜欢他。
Nobody would like him.
今天我们就传福音，哎，你信耶稣。
Today when we preach the gospel, we ask people to believe in Jesus.
有几个人愿意信耶稣的？
How many would be willing?
各个人都不要。
Nobody would like him, would accept him.
大部分人都会拒绝。
Most people would refuse him, turn him down.
但是呢，那一天突然之间啊，耶稣变了形象。
However, on that day, all of a sudden, Jesus changed his face.
面貌明亮，如同日头。
His face shone like the sun.
衣裳洁白发光。
His robe is as white and giving out radiant light.
还有那个摩西、以利亚跟主耶稣站在一起。
And also Moses and Elijah were standing there together with Christ.
那何等荣耀的光景啊！
What a glorious thing that is.
So Peter 看见了之后说，主啊，我们这里真好啊。
When Peter saw this, he said, Lord, how wonderful it is.
我们就在这住下来好了。
Let us stay here and dwell here.
我要搭三座棚。
I will build three tabernacles.
一座为你。
One for you.
一座为摩西。
One for Moses.
一座为以利亚。
One for Elijah.
那 Peter 呢，到这个点呢，有点不大好了啊。
This might be a blunder of Peter.
怎么可以把摩西和以利亚那个主耶稣相比
？How can you compare Elijah and Moses to Christ Jesus？
根本就不能够比的嘛。
They are incomparable.
但是彼得的心愿是很宝贵。
Yet Peter's heart desire is good.
你看见主耶稣这么荣耀里面显出来了，连以利亚、摩西都会和主耶稣对代替主耶稣说话了。
When the Lord, glory of the Lord is revealed, and even Peter and Moses was there speaking for the Lord.
在这住下来真好啊
！So to dwell here is wonderful.
所以我也很羡慕啊，主啊，你也把我暗暗地带上高山。
So I also wish that the Lord will bring me privately up to the mountain.
让我也能够看看这个你那个无比荣耀的形象。
So I can also behold your glory and beauty.
我相信你们每一个弟兄姊妹啊，都有这个羡慕的。
I believe each and every one of you have this desire.
哎呀，主啊，我到现在还没有见过你荣耀光彩
，Lord. Even until today, I haven't seen your beauty and glory yet.
你向我显一显好不好啊
？Would you mind? Would you please reveal your glory to me?
是我真是盼望主，不但做工在我身上，也做工在我们每一个弟兄姊妹身上。
So we truly hope that the Lord will not only do the work in me, but in each and every one of us.
我们都要让主让暗暗把我们带上高山。
We ask the Lord to bring us personally, privately to that high mountain.
让主耶稣基督在我们里边呢，变了形象了。
So the figure of the Lord Jesus will be changed.
哎呀，主啊，太荣美了！
How beautiful.
我以前信主信了几十年了，我真是。现在你这个一现呢，我真是想一般都猜想不到的。
I've believed in you for so many years, but now when you appear like that, that even half of it I cannot fancy.
一般人猜想不到，在金色海岸那边，那是多么多么的荣耀光辉啊
！How glorious it would be that half cannot be fancied on this side of the golden shore.
难怪你读圣经呢，有一次对一般青年弟兄姊妹们讲话。
No wonder one time Brother Watchman Nee was speaking to a group of young people.
那是多少年之前在上海的故事了啊。
This is a story many years ago in Shanghai.
倪弟兄看见有一班大学生。
When he saw there was a group of college students.
啊，包括大学毕业，一些青年人。
Including those graduated.
他们都愿意好好来服侍主。
They are willing to serve the Lord.
倪弟兄知道他们说。你们不要以为你们是大学生来到教会当中来服侍主，是你们高举耶稣了。
Don't think that as college students or graduates, you come to serve the Lord in a church that you are actually offering the Lord, do the Lord a favor.
你把你肯大学生的身份还能够来服侍主，好像你们抬举耶稣了是吧？
As if you are giving him some honor just as a graduate student, as a college student.
你一定要说，如果你真看见耶稣是谁
，Brother Nee says, if you truly see who Christ Jesus is,
你要匍匐在灰尘当中啊，求耶稣让你来服侍他。
You will prostrate and lying down in dust and beg him so that you can serve him.
所以弟兄们，其实对我们也是一样。
So same is true for us.
你不要以为你是大学教授。
Don't think that you are a college professor.
你不要以为你是什么某某公司董事长什么的什么的。
Or maybe you are an CEO.
你奉献给主了，你来教会服侍主，教会中服侍主啊，是抬举耶稣。
When you consecrate yourself or give yourself to the Lord to serve in the church, you are doing Him a favor.
是你给了耶稣面子了。
You are giving Him some honor.
你要真正认识耶稣的话呀。
If you truly know Christ Jesus,
你巴不得恳求耶稣主啊，让我可不可以跟随你？
And you would beg him, Lord, can I follow you?
是我们愿意啊，主耶稣基督，正是在生命中向我们显现出来。
So we wish, we desire the Lord Jesus reveal Himself in this holy place.
那个金灯台的光就照亮在我们的里面。
So the light from this golden lampstand will shine through and into us.
让我们只能看见荣耀美丽的耶稣。
So we can truly see this beautiful and glorious Christ Jesus.
那我们要唱一首诗歌呢？你是千万人中的一人，哦，求你开我眼，并夺我心。
As that hymn says, you are the fairest of 10,000s. May you open up my eyes and may you capture my heart.
你们大家会背那个短那个副歌吧？
Can you remember that chorus?
你是千万人中之一人，哦，求你开我眼，并夺我心，在水中偶像并焕然加冠，你为千万人中之第一人。再讲一样器皿，不过没时间讲。
I don't have time for the last furniture.
我只能简简单单讲一点点就好。
I can only touch on it simply.
金香台。
The golden altar of incense.
金香坛啊，对吧？主耶稣基督在神面前做大祭司，为我们献上祷告，馨香之气达到宝座跟前，使我们得蒙神的悦纳。
So this golden altar of incense speaks about our Lord Jesus as our great high priest. He prayed before the Father with such fragrance that we are all accepted.By the Father.
我们人到神面前去必须要有馨香之气。
When man appear before God, we have to give out fragrant aroma.
可惜呢，我们这些亚当的子孙所发出来的都是臭气。
Unfortunately, as Adamic life, all we give out is a stench.
你想想啊，我们随着自己的肉体而行，想做什么就做什么，想讲什么话就讲什么话。
Think about it. What we say, what we do are just out of our fleshly desire. Whatever we like to say, we say it. What we like to do, we do it.
你发出了什么气味啊?
What kind of aroma would you give out?
当你发脾气的时候，你太太是否觉得你很馨香?
When you lose your temper, would it be a fragrance to your wife?
当你和弟兄姊妹中间有间隔，过不去的时候，弟兄姊妹会不会觉得你这身上这是太柔美了，太馨香之气了？
When you have conflict with your brothers and sisters, there are hindrance between you. Would your brothers and sisters feel like, oh, this is fragrance?
主啊，你赦免我。
Lord, forgive us.
我眼睛看的，耳朵听的，嘴巴讲的，经常是臭气一堆。
Whatever I see with my eyes, I hear with my ears, and I speak with my mouth, most of the time they are just stench of flesh.
像我这样的人，
people like me,
能够蒙神悦纳吗？
Can be accepted by the Father.
臭气一堆啊！所以不要说神啊，不要说神讨，神不能悦纳，连我的太太都不能悦纳。
Not to mention God, but even my spouse would not accept it.
连你的丈夫也不能原谅。
Your husband cannot accept you.
那主啊怎么办？
Lord, what can I do?
就大祭司在神面前替我们代祷，发出馨香之气。
As our great high priest, our Lord Jesus intercede for us before the Father, and he gives out that fragrance.
说到挪亚呀，经过洪水之后，啊，那就是他在方舟里面被洪水冲击，经过风风浪浪，那就是十字架对付的工作。
After the flood, Noah came out of the ark. The ark and the flood speaks about the works of the cross.
那么最后呢，这个漂流之后啊，这方舟停在亚拉拉山上。
In the end, this ark rested on Mount Ararat.
经过十字架的审判之后啊，挪亚在神面前会献上馨香之祭。
After the judgment of the flood of the cross, Noah can offer up a sacrifice with a fragrance aroma.
所以我们这人呢、啊，在经过十字架的审判，或者说经过十字架对付之后，靠着主。主那个成为我们复活的馨香之气。
That speaks about after we are dealt with by the cross, after the judgment of the cross, and after we are dealt with, then our life can live out that life of Christ as a fragrant aroma.
所以当挪亚一献上馨香之气之后呢，耶和华神说啊，从此之后我再也不咒诅人类了。
And after Noah offered up that sacrifice, after the Lord smells those sacrifices, the fragrance of the sacrifice, he says, I will no longer condemn and curse the ground.
约翰福音十七章，主耶稣在临终之前，他替我们的生命做了一个非常伟大的祷告。
In chapter 17 of the book of John, the Lord Jesus, before his departure,He made that wonderful, beautiful intercession prayer, intercessory prayer on behalf of us.
十七章的祷告成为大祭司在祭坛旁边的祷告。
That prayer, it can be called this prayer by a high priest by the side of the altar.
我父啊，求你因我的名保守他们都能够合而为一。
My father, I ask that.For my name's sake, you will keep them all in one.
因为主最担心一件事情呢、啊，我们弟兄和弟兄之间，弟兄姊妹之间呢，常常不能和谐。
Because the Lord is concerned that many times in our midst, we cannot have the same, we cannot keep the unity of the
Spirit. 这在我们这些亚当子孙的身上呢。都是很明显。
This is so obvious among the descendants, the offsprings of Adam.
无论在家庭里面，无论在教会里面。
Doesn't matter if it's in family life or in church life.
我们常常与人之间呢，不能够和谐相处。
Oftentimes we cannot live harmoniously with each other.
哎呀，主啊，什么时候 我们才能够和弟兄和睦同居，是那样的美，那样的善呢、啊、
？Lord, when can we all dwell together harmoniously as brothers and sisters? How good that would be!
感谢主，大祭司在神面替我们代祷。
We thank the Lord. This great high priest, he is interceding for us before God.
要叫我们合而为一。
So that we all can be in one with one another.
像圣子和圣父合一一样。
Just like the Holy Son is in one with the Holy Father.
感谢主，应着主的祷告。
We thank the Lord because of His prayer intercession.
父听了主的祷告。
The Father heard His prayer.
借着十字架的工作。
Through the work of the cross.
把我们这些人完完整整的带到神面前去。
We can be brought to the Father as one.
感谢主，这是圣所中的荣美。好，我想今天的信息就交到这个位置。
We thank the Lord. This is the beauty of the holy place. Today my sharing ends here.